The promise of low mortgages and expenses has people all around the country moving into what are called tiny houses. Advocates say tiny houses are generally up to 400 square feet in size, and they offer an affordable, self-reliant alternative to typical family dwellings. VPR's Rebecca Sinanis has this peek into one family's tiny house homestead as they weather Vermont's winter storms.
Hi.
This is Ben, my husband.
Ben, nice to meet you. Thank you so much for having me. Wow.
The house in Sharon is about 400 square feet. It runs on solar panel energy and is heated with a wood stove. This is the second Vermont winter Nicole Antal and her husband Ben Servoz and their six-year-old son Robin have lived like this. And after last year, Antal says she's found her bearings.
If we can make it the first winter, we're going to make it for the rest of our lives.
They built the small wooden house and modeled it after a boat for efficiency. There's a shelf for everything. They sleep in bunk beds and have no indoor bathroom. While homesteading is not new, Servoz says the economy was part of the inspiration for his generation to move towards off-the-grid living. He and Antal bought a house in Utah around the time the 2008 housing bubble burst.
And so the end result of that is that we were very averse to having a regular mortgage.
Now, in Vermont, they have no mortgage. Their only bill is for an internet connection. At a very basic level, for Servoz, that makes for a better life.
Every dad in the world has, you know, the hand ready next to the thermostat just in case, and I don't care anymore, but I used to be like that. For freedom and independence, and freedom in the way that we get to do whatever we want, and that's nice.
As this week's storm picks up outside, Antal braves the elements to go to her hand-powered water pump. She visits twice a day. They use this water for drinking, cooking, and bathing.
It's potable water, so we can drink it. For the showers, we just put it on the stove and then add some cold water.
During the winter in this tiny house, showering happens in the kitchen, over a basin. Now, you might expect to come to a Vermont homestead on a stormy day to find some version of the Donner Party. But inside their house, Servoz says stormy days are actually particularly peaceful.
The day like today is actually really quiet. I mean, because we've prepared everything before. Usually we've done the chores by now, so we don't do them in the snow. And then after, you know, we need to plow and, you know, push the snow off the solar panels and all that stuff. But the day itself is actually usually a very quiet day and almost a meditative one.
And while the stormy world of politics, fossil fuels, and technology rages outside their off-the-grid lifestyle, Servoz says living this way helps to give him a clearer picture of the world.
It's not just that we do what we want to do here. It's also the fact that because we don't depend on any special thing somewhere like energy or anything like that, we feel a lot more free to judge it. Of course, we're still dependent on it, but we're a lot less dependent on it. And as a result, it changes our thinking.
Their life is not one without challenges, but they'll continue to weather the world from their tiny house homestead off the grid. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.